Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, kind of at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Hang on. Oh, all right, I got this. According to research, ending the use of popular GLP-1 weight loss drugs could trigger dramatic weight gain.
Yeah. I guess it actually trigger the weight gain.
So that's the thing is that they cite what's it called? Basically, behavioral changes as the more long-term success method.
Right.
So
yeah, absolutely.
So that's all they're saying there is that it triggers the weight gain because as soon as you're off that drug, you're still going right back to the bad choices that led you to where you were before you got on them.
Nah, that makes sense.
I mean, yeah, I think it'd go both ways. I think some people just take it for the rest of their lives.
Sure.
Right? Same way you would take
it. And there's the answer.
Well, same way you would take like a cholesterol or blood pressure pill.
Exactly.
If you do one more thing, though, I mean, it'll stick. If you just change your diet a little bit.
Right.
Like when I did steroids, I was in college playing football, right? I got injured. They gave me steroids to repair it. I was hobbling around the locker room. I lifted more and worked out more with a broken ankle because I knew I had steroids in me.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
gotcha.
Man, I can get buff off this.
At least
I'm going to try. You know, I can do curls. Something.
Yeah. And that's really what it should be is for, you know, as long as there's nothing chemically wrong with you, that if that's the way that you're going with it, that's the way that it should do. Like, hey, you know what, let's just supercharge this thing and get down there. But then you still do need to make those behavioral changes, those lifestyle changes that keep you down there.
That's the difference.
If the drug is the only thing keeping you down there, like you're not changing anything about what it is that you're doing. Yeah,
exactly.
Once you're off of it, you're going to shoot right back up there.
I mean, because of Pedialyte, I keep drinking.
There you go. You know, the crash diets were the same thing. I saw many people go through crash diets. Look at me, I'm losing weight all over. It's like, yeah, but you're miserable. But it's only for 90 days. Well, guess what happens at the end of 90 days?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. So, much to the dismay. A surprisingly large group of Stranger Things fans, there was, in fact, no secret episode released this week.
I don't know if you had to explain it to people. There's a new one coming. Why do you think that?
Right.
There's not.
Because, basically, what...
There was there was something in the show, and then on Christmas, right, Netflix was like, "Get what's next," or whatever. But again, it's Netflix. It could have been... I don't even know what they announced today. It could have been anything.
I have no idea.
But those Stranger... Like, right, because I was talking about earlier this week at TV Time, and, like, they were like, well, this happened or that happened, so it's got to be.
Right. And and it was a finale, so there was a lot more questions than there were answers. There was a lot of chapters of that book that got left wide, wide open that never got answered. And then the directors of it, the creators of it, once they heard that people were kind of theorizing that, like, there's going to be a secret episode that's going to be released, they didn't... dispel it immediately.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so
yeah.
That fueled it.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, everybody's all disappointed. Like, guys,
are we disappointed? It's called a finale.
How many times are we going to go through this that no matter what show you're watching, if you enjoy it, the last episode's going to suck?
Yep. And it's just how it is, man.
Or it's got to end with death.
Yes.
Right. So you know.
Right. And the truth is that the last episode of the show is just like every other one. It's just you wanted it to be better.
That's all.
The last cookie in the box is not going to taste better than the rest. It's going to taste like a doggone cookie, and then the box is gone.
Yeah, and then you're disappointed.
Hey, this one didn't taste the greatest. It was all building up to... No. No. Due to fences, Kenya's wildebeest migration is down by 90%.
They are delicious.
Really? You had a wildebeest burger?
No, I had a steak.
You had a wildebeest steak.
Yes.
Nice. How did it taste? You said it was delicious. Is it kind of like bovine? Is it like...
No, it's not fatty at all, obviously, because they're wild.
Sure.
But it doesn't have a gamey taste. But it's very tender. Really? So I guess maybe closest thing would
really
be, not buffalo, but
elk maybe, you know, something in that realm.
Right, because like bison, I like bison burger or beefalo, but you got to mix it with beef, right? Because Thrill and I had those bison steaks. It was like, we're just eating meat.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot of flavor.
You described it best. You said it tastes like meat.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Wasn't bad. It just...
Yeah, it's not bad.
Whereas like a steak kind of naturally with the fat has some more flavor.
Okay.
I don't know why they put those fences up. I guess it's a property thing.
Probably. It's odd to me that a wild animal has tender meat. I would think being in the elements, being out on your own, doing all that kind of naturally tenses the meat.
Also, I can't believe an elephant or some other animal didn't take that fence down. Rhino, if you want to get through there, wait for it.
I think it depends on the elephant, depends on the wild animal. Like the wildebeest, they're on the move a lot.
Yeah.
Right? So that makes sense that it's leaner.
But the buffalo are huge in a herd. I just can't believe they haven't mowed it all down.
Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, you look at, like, cows.
They're not doing anything.
Right.
They're chilling.
They're just not doing anything.
Put your thinking caps on, Jen. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. A noun brought to you by the letter G, and I give you guys a 95% success chance. I will be sorely disappointed if you guys get this wrong. A G word, which is a soup thickened with okra pods and containing meat or seafoods.
Gumbo.
And usually vegetables. Yep. Gumbo, Ted, you nailed it.
You got it.
That's one thing. That's another thing that I need to get. I want to get good, authentic gumbo.
You're going through Baton Rouge.
The only gumbo that I've ever gotten is the Campbell's Chunky Soup version, which I understand is...
But it's good, right?
Cheap imitation. It was still fantastic. It was one of my favorites. I loved the jambalaya and I loved the gumbo. But now that I'm looking at it, I want some real gumbo.
You're going to get both of those then.
Yeah.
Get both of those dishes.
Yes, sir.
And etouffee. Etouffee.
A new study found that the next generation is lying about their finances to make themselves more desirable.
Well, we always have.
People lie about everything to make themselves more desirable.
Right. They do. What they make?
Yeah.
To make yourself more desirable. You make yourself more desirable at a job interview. You do it on a first date, right? I mean, come on.
But it's...
I mean, they use filters on their pictures. It's understood. All of that, it's a sales pitch.
I'd prefer if you fudged the truth versus just straight up lying about it.
No, I agree with
it. That's going to come to light at some point.
It will, but they're trying to get laid.
They are. You know what? To be fair, if that's all the admission is, just get laid.
It's to get laid.
Sure. I make $100 million a year.
Right. And you get laid.
Right. I think it's different if you're going to settle down and be with somebody. Then you can't lie about it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Future. But if you're just trying to get laid, I don't know. I make $1 million a year.
Good call.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And then I'll leave you with this last and final fun fact about the keyboard. At least you walk away learning a little bit more here. When you hit the space bar, 6 million people in the world just did the same thing.
Wow. Cats.
I did it first. Damn it. Police in Britain broke the news to a couple parents that their teenage son had unfortunately died in a car crash.
Oh, God.
But there's a little twist to the story, Miles.
What was the twist?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a fortune teller in Thailand. So as the story goes, there was a woman who saw the fortune teller outside of a temple and agreed to pay for a reading. And apparently this guy does it through tarot cards. Now, the 38-year-old fortune teller, as he drew her cards, he had bad news. He told her that he saw bad luck ahead. Well, of course, she wanted to know what the bad thing would be. And he explained, it's not like death or anything, but apparently you're going to lose a valuable item in the near future. And he said, of course, he could prevent it for an extra fee, but she wouldn't pay that. So she went on her way. But a little while later, she realized that he was right. Her iPhone was, in fact, missing later that day. Yeah, she went back to the fortune teller to explain, hey, it seems that what you said is true. I lost my iPhone, and I'm pretty effing sure you're the guy that stole it. Now, naturally, he denied having anything to do with it, so he did another reading for her. He said, look, the reason it happened is because I'm good at my job. That's a quote from him. But the prediction came true, and he even described what the thief would look like. Well, it turns out other people kind of overheard this. They stepped in, and then they dug through a box that the guy had beside him, and guess what? They found her phone.
Yeah.
She called the cops on that same phone. No word on the exact charges he's facing, wow. But he's not wrong.
He predicted it.
I mean, he just said, look, you're gonna be missing something valuable. And he was right. So in a sense, well worth the money.
He didn't see the future. Because he made the future.
He did. Because he saw it. He knew that in the future, she was going to discover that she lost something valuable. And it was true. It was hours later when she realized that he stole her iPhone. But he wasn't wrong. Either way, we poured this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!